Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Good morning from Waikiki Beach. Good morning, everybody. Some people wonder if they want me to tell them what paragraph we're on. And we're on paragraph 268 today. I wrote it down. It's not 260 as I wrote. But when you see the title, it says pound and then a number. That's the paragraph we're on in the Catholic Catechism. Beautiful day today. Yesterday, Cindy and I got to go out and stand up paddle surfing. Cindy got a lot of good waves. And last night we got to watch every evening when I look out our condo window towards Diamond Head, kind of, the whales this time of year always come to play with the sailboats. There's a lot of catamarans that go out for sunset sails, and the whales always come to visit. It didn't always used to happen like that, but in the last several years, every night about 4:30 or 5, they come down and play with the catamaran. So it's really pretty. Beautiful, and we saw some honu, some turtles yesterday. So when we were surfing, so just great to be home in Waikiki. So we're reading about the Almighty. Hi Tony, hi Frank. Of all the divine attributes, only God's omnipotence is named in the creed. To confess this power has great bearing on our lives. We believe that His might is universal. For God, who created everything, also rules everything and can do everything. God's power, for He's Almighty, what's the nature of His power? We know that God is love, right? That's His essence. God is love. And God's power is loving. For He is our Father and mysterious. Only faith can discern it when it is made perfect in weakness. So, God's power is loving. Only faith can discern it when it is made perfect in weakness. So, in our weakness, we see God's love. And God does whatever He pleases. But, of course, He would never go against His nature. The Holy Scriptures repeatedly confess the universal power of God. He is called the Mighty One of Jacob, the Lord of Hosts, the Strong and Mighty One. If God is Almighty in heaven and on earth, it is because He made them. He made you, He made me, He made all creation. Nothing is impossible with God, who disposes His works according to His will. He is the Lord of the universe. And if there's a multiverse, He's the Lord of that too. He's the Lord of all that He created, whose order He established. In other words, science. And which remains wholly subject to Him and at His disposal. He is master of history, governing hearts and events in keeping with His will. It is always in your power to show great strength And who can withstand the strength of your arm? That's from the Book of Wisdom, which is in the Catholic Bible, not in the Protestant Bible. You are merciful to all, for you can do all things. It's also in the Book of Wisdom. God is the Father Almighty, whose fatherhood and power shed light on one another. God reveals his fatherly omnipotence by the way he takes care of our needs, by the filial adoption that he gives us. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. That's in 2 Corinthians 6 and in Matthew 6. Finally, by his infinite mercy, for he displays his power at its height by freely forgiving sins. We just need to go to him in the name of his Son, seek repentance. God's almighty power is in no way arbitrary. In God, power, essence, will, intellect, wisdom, and justice are all identical. So again, God's almighty power is in no way arbitrary. He's not like the Roman gods or the Greek gods who just arbitrarily manipulate mankind. In God, power, essence, will, intellect, wisdom, and justice are all identical. Nothing, therefore, can be in God's power which could not be in his just will or his wise intellect. The leaf blower is coming our way, so we'll let you enjoy a little bit of the sunrise, and then we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you guys for praying for us. I want to ask you guys again to pray for a special medical need that I have, and appreciate your lifting us up. Aloha, Dan. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Ahui ho. Aloha. Viva Cristo Rey.
Hey, man. I don't want you to miss out on your free stuff at deepadventure.com. Go there and subscribe to our weekly email newsletter. You get free video content, including the Bear Wozniak radio show, video version on YouTube before it even airs on EWTN. And you can follow us on all of our social media. Go to deepadventure.com and subscribe. Get your free stuff. And if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to press the subscribe button and ring that little bell. Don't miss out.